All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It has been an ongoing issue over the past few years in Major League Baseball, and that's the fact that we could see the designated hitter implemented in the National League. And I think it would be a bad idea. It's something that some owners are pushing due to the fact that they're looking to the injuries that have happened recently with some pitchers running the bases or simply batting, period. And, you know, you look at the fact of all of the money that is being invested in starting pitchers nowadays in the game of baseball. It's something that, you know, it could possibly happen. I mean, there were talks that we could have seen it by 2017 in the NL, but it is something that MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has tabled, at least for now. And it's something where you have to look at the issue like, well, you know, where there's smoke, there's obviously fire, so it might happen. I think if Major League Baseball did it, to me, it would be a mistake, because you look at it from the aspect of the National League and the American League, and it definitely gives you a different type of strategic aspect when you're in a National League park. And the reason why I say that, you always have to account for the pitcher's spot in the lineup. So a lot of times in late game situations, you will see a manager make a double switch depending on where the pitcher is going to bat in the batting order come his time up. And I think it adds a different element to it. Plus, from the union aspect with the players, I say, and you look at it, by having that pitcher in the lineup, it also creates and saves jobs in the field, because you look at those utility guys that, you know, have to be accounted for in late game situations. You're not necessarily going to pinch hit a guy just because. So it really adds that extra element to everything. And I think, you know, there are some American League teams that struggle with it when they go to a National League park because, you know, they're unaccustomed to having the pitcher hit. But at the same time, you know, you always hear about pitchers pitching inside, protecting the strike zone. Guess what? Sometimes when players get upset, they don't get that opportunity to see the pitcher at the plate. In the National League park, a pitcher cannot hide on the bench. So that's another part of this element that I really hope that Major League Baseball really sits down and thinks about long term as far as keeping it in the game of baseball. Of course, the American League decided to go for the designated hitter aspect in the early 70s, and it is something that has stuck. We've also seen the designated hitter now implemented in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game every July, in spite of the fact whether the game is held in an NL park or an AL park. I think that's something good for right there, but like, especially when it comes to the World Series or throughout the regular season, especially now that interleague play has been sprinkled in throughout the season, now that you have 15 teams in both leagues, I think that it's something where you need to keep the pitcher there. It's something that's good for the game. It's different. And anything that is different is typically good in my book. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 50. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.